Kamala Harris is still very marginally the bookies' favourite to win the US election, but if you're a betting person. But one factor that may make victory harder for her to achieve is the anger of many Muslim voters and Arab voters at her and Joe Biden's stance on Israel and Gaza. James Zogby is director of the Arab American Institute think tank. He told me about these voters earlier.
There are two distinct communities. The Arab American community is an ethnic-based community, and the Muslim community is a Muslim religious-based community. The majority of Muslims are South Asian and Black. The majority of Arab Americans are Lebanese, Christian. Both communities today are coalescing around Gaza. Both feel it very strongly, and it will have an impact. They're deathly afraid of Donald Trump, but at the same time, they're angry at Joe Biden. And many are just turned off. What we're finding in our polling is that there's a sense of disengagement, a lower voter enthusiasm than we've seen in previous elections. Despite the consequences of this election, there's a sense that they're not really as excited as they ought to be, given what's at stake here.
When Gaza was much less of an issue, 2020, the last presidential election, how did those communities break politically?
Two-thirds for the Democrat, one-third for the Republican. And what's happening this year is that there's a disengagement, and some Arab American voters are drifting toward the Donald Trump. It's almost an in-your-face rejection of Democrats. You treated us badly, and we're going the other way to punish you. People are quite upset.
But if you are an Arab voter, a Muslim voter, and you want to protest against the Democrat stance, the Democrats to whom you have given loyalty, you want to protest against their stance on the Middle East, you have another candidate, one that doesn't get heard about here. We think of it as a straight binary race between Trump and Harris. But that's Jill Stein, the Green candidate.
She is getting some support, but like I said, it's in the 6-7% range among Arab Americans. And the same with Muslim Americans. One Muslim group did do a survey saying she was tied with Harris. That simply isn't the case.
James Zogby there of the Arab American Institute think tank. Well, I'm pleased to say we can in fact talk to the vice presidential nominee of the American Green Party, Butch Ware. Bill is running for the Greens. And thank you so much for joining us, Butch. And firstly, do you agree that you're not really getting that much pickup with the Muslim voters,
yeah,
Arab voters?
I have no idea which Democratic institution is paying for that previous guest, but those are factually incorrect on any number of points. So first of all, that polling that he referred to, where we were running neck and neck with Kamala Harris for Muslim American votes, was a CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations poll. That one's about 2 weeks old, and that one showed us running 29%, 29% with Kamala Harris. Another one came out less than a week after that, which showed us leading in swings against Harris in swing states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. And then appearing later this week, these haven't become public yet, but as a Black Muslim man myself, who's been active in the Muslim community as a scholar for 20 plus years, as an activist and organizer, I've been privy to the results of the latest Yakin Institute. Yakin, one of the kind of largest private Muslim, they do a lot of religious education, but also political education, activism, and so forth. This is Imam Omar Suleiman's group. That they've got polling that indicates, that will drop this week, that says that as of right now, 53% of Muslim Americans are voting third party.
53% are voting for you. Look, Butch, let's take your figures. I don't want to get into an argument. We've only got a couple of minutes.
Hold on, wait, one second. Yeah, go ahead.
No, please. What I want to say is, aren't you going to let Donald Trump win? I think you probably would rather Kamala Harris won than Donald Trump. I'm right about that.
Oh no,
surely.
I couldn't disagree more. Donald Trump has not genocided the population of Gaza. The Blue Party, Team Blue, the Democrats that pose as friends and benefactors, as Malcolm put it, referring to liberals. The liberals pose as friends and benefactors, but they are wolves. They bare their teeth. You think they're smiling at you, but you are on the menu. The conservatives, on the other other hand, they're the fox. The liberal is the fox. They bare their teeth. You think they're smiling, but you're on the menu. The conservative is the wolf. They bare their teeth, and you know their intent. To be perfectly honest, right now, there is one party that is speeding towards World War III with nuclear potential for escalation throughout not just the Middle East, but also in Ukraine. The blue party has been sending...
The Democrats.
The Democrats have been sending cops in riot gear to my campus in Democratic states, in Democratic cities. They've got cop cities. Everyone wants to fearmonger about Trump and fascism. Fascism is already here under Team Blue, and this is a fully corporate party.
So this is really interesting. So sorry to interrupt, Butch, but this is really, really interesting because you are saying that you don't draw a distinction.
There's one part I need to add to this before, because it changes the calculus of the way that you would ask the question. The reality is that the Democrats have already lost this election. Okay, so in Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, in the 2020 election, Joe Biden received 65% of the Muslim vote in those swing states. Okay, and he was polling at 12% in January 2024. They are just north of that now at 15%. They cannot win any of the swing states that are needed for them to have an electoral college victory. And if I knew that when I joined the campaign a month ago, they certainly knew that through internal polling in January 2024 when this happened. So everything that they're saying now is a big show. They've already lost the election. And the question is, how much power will a third party actually consolidate in this election?
You know what, Butch, I want to get you back on this program. We need to talk about this more, but we want to squeeze in another item about traffic roundabouts and the amazing effectiveness they have compared to other forms of traffic junction. But look, really good to talk to you. Butch Ware, VP of the Green Party, running mate of Jill Stein there on that. Look, really grateful to you joining us. And let's do that again. Talk more about that.